Gentlemen, are we operational?
We're at the ready, sir. You're the trigger.
I want your team on the ground in 6 hours.
On whose authority?
On my authority!
That is a scene from Advanced Warfare, the latest version of the game Call of Duty. It is out this week, and as you can hear there, features Oscar winner Kevin Spacey. It's expected to sell 21 million copies by Christmas, netting Activision over $1 billion. Eric Johnson, gaming editor for the tech news site Recode, is with us from Palo Alto to discuss. And Eric, obviously this is important for people who are into this game or games like it, but there is a lot of money at stake here.
Absolutely, yeah. In the past 11 years, when the Call of Duty franchise started, the franchise has made more than $10 billion. And so Wall Street and also just the general gaming industry are watching this very closely.
And who is buying this game? Is it young people? Is it just everyone? Who's going after this?
Yeah, primarily young, but you have the Call of Duty games have managed, because it's been going on for so long, have managed to build up a sort of momentum, an audience that's spread out where you have the teenagers, you have the 20-somethings, you have the 30-somethings. So you have a relatively broad audience here, potentially, that might buy it.
And it sounds a whole lot more like a movie than we might expect it to, for those of us who are not big gamers. But let's listen to another scene here. This is with Kevin Spacey.
There's an old military saying, you treat your men like you would your own beloved sons, and they'll follow you into the deepest valley. I lost my son, and it taught me the importance of seizing the moment, of saying what needs to be said when you have the chance.
Tell us about this game, because if you've got somebody, an actor, talking like that, how much interaction is there? Is it more like a movie than a game?
That depends on who you ask. I mean, the elements that are sort of like a movie, this has been going on in big budget video games for a while now, is making them more and more like movies. But at the end of the day, you still have, you know, the core game is still about running around, taking cover, shooting at enemies, you know, getting to strategic checkpoints, capturing bases, that sort of thing. So the core of the game is still, you know, interactive. But you're seeing more and more in games bringing in stars like Kevin Spacey and really trying to play up the connections or the similarities to a Hollywood movie.
And you point out that there is a political point of view to this game.
Yes. So Kevin Spacey's character is named Jonathan Irons. He's the CEO of the Atlas Corporation, which is a private military contractor. Now, it's a fictional corporation, but it's basically supposed to be the Blackwater Security Company, which was involved in the American intervention in Iraq. And sort of the idea is that at the start of the game, you are a soldier that's working for this private military contractor. Oh, the game is set 50 years in the future, by the way. So it's sort of extrapolating a future in which this company is fighting a war by itself. And the idea is you're fighting for this corporation at the start, but then as things go on, it starts to get a little bit unsettling as to what this company is doing and how it's conducting this war.
And we're talking here about Call of Duty. There are, of course, other big games. Grand Theft Auto V outsold Call of Duty last year. What's the competition like?
Yeah, so there's actually been an interesting dynamic this year where we've had games like EA's Titanfall and Activision's other shooter game Destiny that have been looking towards the future, and Advanced Warfare is doing much the same thing, kind of more futuristic weapons. But meanwhile, you also have EA with its shooter franchise Battlefield. They're also trying to pivot away and do something different. Their game is out next year, and it's looking more at a shooter based on SWAT teams and militarized police.
Eric Johnson, gaming editor at the tech news site Recode, talking with us about the new Call of Duty game. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.